Now, economic anxiety here in the United States is not stopping foreigners from investing here. This week we told you about another foreign government investing large amounts of money into an ailing Wall Street investment bank. NPR's Adam Davidson explains what this means.
This week's news, the government of Singapore is investing $4.4 billion in Merrill Lynch. Last week, it was the government of China, $5 billion invested in Morgan Stanley. A month ago, the government of Abu Dhabi put $7.5 billion into Citigroup. This is a complete reversal of what was normal for most of the 20th century. Big, rich Wall Street banks are usually the ones sending money out, investing their billions in poor emerging markets. But a lot has happened in the past few years. First off, rising oil prices have meant that oil-rich nations have a huge amount of money, far more than they ever did before. China and Singapore also have a lot of cash on hand, mainly because they've become key players in global trade. All of these formerly poor emerging nations are suddenly very, very rich. At the same time, the mighty New York investment banks have all lost huge amounts in investments backed by subprime mortgages. To just about everyone's shock, these banks have lost billions of dollars each. This quarter, some lost money for the first time ever. So, this winter has created a perfect storm that flipped traditional investment on its head. Adam Davidson, NPR News, New York.